Attention, everyone. This is an emergency forecast alert. A powerful storm is rapidly approaching your area, and immediate action is required to ensure your safety. Stay tuned for critical information on how to protect yourself and your loved ones as this dangerous storm strikes. We're talking about what to do before the storm and how to prepare for the trials that test our faith. This information is crucial for your physical safety and spiritual well-being, so stay with us. It's important to be prepared both physically and spiritually when facing a storm. Let's begin with this powerful scripture from Proverbs chapter 10, verse 25. When the storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. This scripture highlights the importance of being spiritually prepared so we can stand firm in the face of life's challenges. First and foremost, secure your foundation to avoid collapse, floodwaters, and utter destruction. Just like you make sure your home is built on a strong foundation before a hurricane, your spiritual life needs a solid foundation in Christ. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27 tells us, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock." Think of your life as a house. It is easy to compartmentalize, thinking Jesus only fits into certain parts of our lives. But he should be the foundation of every part: our faith, job, relationships, and health. When Jesus is the foundation, every area of our life is secure and can withstand any storm. Signs of a weak foundation include uneven floors causing us to stumble, difficult windows and doors signifying alignment issues, and cracks allowing things to seep in. These signs show us that we need to strengthen our spiritual foundation. Uneven floors in our lives might mean inconsistent faith practices, which can cause us to stumble in our walk with God. Difficult windows and doors represent the challenges we face when our spiritual life is not aligned with God's will, and cracks allow negative influences to seep in, weakening our faith. Make sure your faith is deeply rooted in God's word and your relationship with Him is strong. Spend time in prayer, read the Bible regularly, and be part of a faith community to strengthen your foundation. Next, gather your supplies. As the storm approaches, supplies are limited at stores. Shelves are bare, gas pumps are depleted, and tensions are high. Just as you'd stock up on food, water, batteries, and fuel before a hurricane, gather your spiritual resources, prayer, scripture, and the support of a faith community. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 says, "Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes." Equip yourself with the armor of God. Prayer connects you to God's strength. Scripture reminds you of his promises, and fellowship encourages you through shared faith. Stocking up on physical supplies like food and water and batteries is crucial, but spiritual supplies are even more important. Prayer is your direct line to God, giving you strength and guidance. Scripture is your source of truth, reminding you of God's promises and his unwavering support. And fellowship provides you with a community of believers who can support and encourage you through difficult times. If you stay ready, you'll never have to get ready. Develop spiritual disciplines now to help you weather the storms. Establish a routine of daily prayer and scripture reading. Join a small group or Bible study. Build a support network of fellow believers who can pray with you and encourage you. Third, listen to the warnings. Storms have warning signs, and you need to know how to understand a storm warning and a storm watch. Alerts will help you navigate successfully. Pay close attention to God's guidance through His Word, the Holy Spirit, and the counsel of others. Luke 11:28 tells us, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." John 10, verse 27 adds, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." When you sense God prompting you to change direction or take action, respond with faith and trust. God gives us warnings to protect us and guide us. Just as you wouldn't ignore a weather alert, don't ignore spiritual warnings. These warnings can come through scripture, prayer, or the advice of trusted friends and mentors. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading. When you feel prompted to make a change or take a specific action, do so with faith and trust in God's plan for you. Ignoring spiritual warnings can lead to unnecessary pain and hardships. Just as ignoring a storm warning can put you in physical danger, ignoring God's warnings can put you in spiritual danger. Be vigilant and responsive to His guidance. Take shelter. When a storm is imminent, you seek physical shelter. Know where your shelter is located. If there are high winds, get to a basement. If there is flooding, get to high ground. If you can't do either, get away from windows and glass, like in a bathroom. Protect yourself and those with you. Spiritually, seek refuge in God's presence. Psalm chapter 46, verses 1 and 2 reassures us, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the sea. Establish a daily habit of seeking God's presence. When adversity strikes, you'll know where to find peace and security. Finding shelter during a storm is about safety and survival. In the same way, seeking God's presence is about finding peace and security in the midst of life's storms. God's presence is our safe haven, our refuge from the chaos around us. Make it a habit to spend time with God every day. Whether through prayer, worship, or quiet reflection, make His presence your place of safety. When you consistently seek God's presence, you will be better equipped to handle life's challenges. Just as you wouldn't wait until the storm is raging to find shelter, don't wait until you're in the middle of a crisis to seek God. Make His presence your daily refuge. Preparing for life's storms is as vital as preparing for a hurricane. Secure your foundation in Christ. Gather your spiritual supplies, listen to God's warnings, and seek shelter in His presence. With God as our refuge, we can stand firm, knowing that He will carry you through. Remember, it will pass. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 says, "For this reason we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet our inward man is being renewed day by day. Our light affliction, which lasts but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal." Our light affliction, which lasts but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at these things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal or temporary, but the things that are not seen are eternal. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2, God reminds us that when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame kindle on you. These scriptures remind us of God's promises. No matter what storms we face, He is with us. Our trials are temporary, but His presence and His promises are eternal. Trust in His faithfulness and His ability to bring you through any storm. Let me pray for you. Lord, help us to prepare our hearts and minds for the storms of life. Strengthen our foundation in You. Equip us with Your word and guide us with Your wisdom. May we always seek refuge in Your presence, knowing that You are our protector and our peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for watching. If you found this video helpful, let us know in the comments, and we'll see you next time. God bless you.